This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, our Talk America radio stations, also our Mega Talk radio stations, and leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military bases. And also, special shout out to George and Adam and Matt at the GCN Live Network, plus around the world via the internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. Now, thanks for your service to America, plus to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, too, and our 911 dispatchers. Thank you for the job you do keeping America free and safe. And let's also remember to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show, Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. We got quite a following over there at both those locations. All right, and now we'll start this hour with the national anthem. America, and to all those who defend and protect and serve this great country, thank you very much for the job that you do. By the way, today is the last day to enter into the contest at Freedom Boat Club to win that free premier one-year membership worth $7,500. So get on over there. You got till midnight tonight to win the premier $7,500 membership, which is a seven-day-a-week membership program. That is a big deal because it gets you all the bells, all the whistles, Monday through Sunday. And by the way, that membership is good with reciprocity anywhere in the Freedom Boat Club system of 168 affiliates across the country. And all you do is go to the freedomboatclubtampabay.com website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com website. Click on the logo link that's right there in front of you that will drop right down. It says name, it says email address, and it says phone number. It's all you got to put in there, and you'll be entered to win. And good luck. I certainly wish you the very best. Well, are we or aren't we going to have a government shutdown? Now, the president is obviously willing to forego his wall funding for now. We're getting all kinds of reports coming up that the Wall Street Journal is saying that Donald Trump may want to schedule his fight for another day, simply because of the Homeland Security funding that's in there that needs to be kept up for the border and the Border Patrol agents that are down there on the border, because while the military will continue to get paid for what they're doing down there, the Border Patrol agents will not, and they will have to wait until this all gets caught up in the event they shut down the government, and then they'll get a retroactive pay, which kind of sucks this time of the year when you want to go out, you want to buy Christmas presents for your family members. Now, also, the Senate yesterday, by a vote of 87 to 12, passed the criminal justice overhaul bill. We're waiting to see how that works out. That's known as the First Step Act, and that'll be interesting to see how they use that. Now, we also have watched oil drop off 5% this week. That's not exactly what they had in mind, but what the problem is right now is there's a glut of oil on the world market. There's more oil than there is in the pipeline than there is to be processed, if you understand what I'm saying here. They can't process all the oil they've got. And as a result, gasoline prices dropped back down again. When they tried to raise them 15 cents, didn't work. They went right back down again, another dime over the last week, and that's a good thing. Now, the Broward, oh boy, here we go. Brenda Snipes, the Broward County elections chief, wants her job back. Now, the corrupt official resigned, but has since changed her mind. But the state legislature, the committee in charge of that, and the Secretary of State's office said, nope, you resign, that's it, you're done. Well, now she's going to sue to get her job back, Brenda Snipes. If there's a God in heaven, there's no way that's going to happen. This woman is incompetent to the umpteenth degree. To the umpteenth degree. And there's no way that she should get this. And oh, by the way, the people down there in Mexico that are sticking around in Mexico, that are signing up for jobs and getting their Social Security cards and becoming part of the Mexican society, kudos to them for doing the right thing. Kudos to them. And that's exactly what they're doing. And I hear the music coming up in my ear, so that means it's break time. So when we come back, Kathy's going to tell you how to call in if you've got any comments to make. Here comes the number your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Why shotgun?
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Fake News Hotline.
AC Guy says he'll do a brand new unit, no money down, zero interest for like forever, and a couple grand trade-in for my old AC. Says I'll save thousands. What do you think?
Fake news, my friend. They add the sum of compounding interest on financing plus a down payment to the front end. Throw in a dash of bloated profit margin, top to the fake trade-in value, making it sound like a real deal, when in reality, they're dealing a five-year death blow to your billfold. Fake financing news.
Don't get caught up in AC company pricing scams. Google Total Air Solutions online at TotalAirFL.com. Total Air Solutions is happy to install a brand new quality Carrier system at a fair price with no hidden costs or trade-in gotchas. If you do prefer financing, Total Air Solutions works with reputable lenders to keep your home and your bank account from melting down. Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business since 2003. Connect at TotalAirFL.com. TotalAirFL.com. License number CAC057284.
Carrier. Turn to the experts.
There was a tiny crack in the corner of Mike's glass, spreading like a spider across his windshield. He wasn't worried. His first thought was a new free windshield and cash on the spot. He called 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. If it's chipped or cracked, we'll buy it back. We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
$100 cash back. contract with comprehensive insurance.
Everybody's making money at it except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your online marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to SurroundTampa.com. That's SurroundTampa.com.
Just in time for the holidays, Sarasota Watch Company has opened their brand new beautiful location half a mile south of Trader Joe's. Shop a wide selection of unique luxury timepieces and fine jewelry. Find the perfect gift of a new or pre-owned Rolex, Tag Heuer, or Patek Philippe. Or make her eyes sparkle with a rare piece of fine diamond jewelry. Sarasota Watch Company welcomes you to their new store location, 4402 South Tamiami Trail. Sarasota Watch Company, 953-1315.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from companycorporation.com. 1-800-945-9958.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. CompanyCorporation.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-945-9958. 1-800-945-9958. That's 1-800-945-9958.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, love machine? Aw, 10-4, pig pen. For sure, by golly, it's clean, clear to Taco Town. Yeah, we definitely got us the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Arizona, noon on the 7th of June, when they hive all over the pass. Bulldog Mac with a can on back and a Jaguar hauling ass. He's 10 on the floor, stroking bores, seat cover starting to gain. Now Fever, you are trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drain.
Alrighty, that's one of the most famous trucking songs ever. Made a movie out of it. Don't forget Kris Kristofferson, Ally McGraw, and Ernest Borgnine was the sheriff in that one. Now, we did that because we're going to give you the final wrap-up on the Truckers Highway Report here at the moment. Now, we do have some fog, heavy fog, in the I-20 corridor tonight from western Mississippi. Well, actually, western Louisiana, over into the western part of Mississippi, and the southern part of Arkansas has got heavy fog tonight. You'll find it along I-20, and if you're going north-south out of Louisiana, you'll find it there going up into Arkansas. Now, western Texas, about Lubbock, you got some heavy fog there. Got some heavy fog down in the valley tonight. down by, down by Edinburgh, and it looks like as if down in Brownsville as well. And the surf is all riled up. Wind is blowing. There is a system coming across the Gulf. We'll see it this afternoon. We do have rain right now that's up in the panhandle and working its way to the east and south. It's over all the way into Lake City. Probably getting some rain up there in Valdosta right about now. And it's down as far as maybe Gainesville right now on I-75 coming in our direction. Now, out west, you've got snow and lots of it again tonight. In Idaho, Pocatello, Coeur d'Alene, Boise, western part of Wyoming, snow across Wyoming, high winds across Wyoming. You've got some snow in Montana, as well as high winds in Montana. You've got some snow in the northeastern part of North Dakota right now. Some snow flurries starting to develop in the western part of North Dakota, and all that is going to move east during the course of the day, as is the weather that's developing in South Dakota right now. Now, Wyoming, as I told you, snow along I-80, high wind as well. I-25 down to Denver, down south of Denver, you've got snow in Colorado, and in the four corners of New Mexico tonight, there's some unsettled weather conditions there. Now, going up into the northeast, the northern part of Michigan, all the way across over into that eastern tip of West Virginia in the mountains, rain. Rain in Maryland, rain in Delaware, rain in New Jersey, rain in eastern Pennsylvania. Looks like we might be getting some rain in New York City. So be careful, drive safe, and always remember that we got your six here on the Captain's America Third Watch. So be careful out there, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing. We want to talk to you again in the future. Now, what is going on with Lieutenant General Flynn? Well, he's got to surrender his passport. He's got to stay within 50 miles of D.C. And the judge has given him 100 days to sit there and think about his options. And he did tell him to think about his options because for the life of us, we can't figure out why when he was given a chance to plead innocent yesterday, he didn't take it. Because I think he would have walked. I think he would have walked. That's just me saying that. I don't know for sure. And the White House still believes that the FBI ambushed Flynn. And the House GOP has grilled and is grilling former FBI Director James Comey on the protocol that was used for the Flynn interview. Very strange things going on. And Catwoman and Road Dog, let's see, what are you guys saying to me here? They're headed south to Laredo. Great weather in Charleston, Missouri. Well, I think you guys will be fine going down there, Catwoman and Road Dog. I don't think you'll have any problems going the way you guys go. So should be a good day for you. So truck them safe out there. And let me know what the price of fuel is in Laredo. It's usually pretty cheap. All right, and Dave in Indiana's back at it again. Hello, Dave. Susan, Patrick, we saw Patrick last night. And, by the way, Patrick Hyland was around yesterday. Saw him. Big howdy out to him. He's letting us know that he's saying hello again. So thanks very much for your kind comments, Patrick. And to Jeff and to Bill and to John, thanks for showing up again last night. We had a good time there watching everybody buy and bid on things and all the stuff that went on there at the Tampa Trump Club. So that was interesting. Now, here's where the rubber's going to meet the road. The U.S. is banning bump stocks and giving gun owners 90 days to get rid of them. So my question is, what is that going to mean? In the scheme of things, what is that going to mean? I don't know. I don't know, but obviously we'll see what happens. But I'll be darned. I'll be darned. And George, thanks for the update. Appreciate you very much. It's all about we the people and teamwork, as you well know. So thanks a lot. And thanks a lot for everything that you do, my friend. We appreciate everything that you do along the line, too. Now, also, did you know Facebook quietly shared user data and messages all across the social media platform with other social media groups like Google and Bing, according to the New York Times? Now, that just rubs me the wrong way. Isn't your stuff supposed to be personal? And why are these companies sharing all your stuff with other people? I don't get it. As far as I know, they're not supposed to be doing it. But Facebook, according to a report from the New York Times, did it. Millions of files were shared. By the way, Nikki Haley says that MBS must lose his thuggish nature. Well, yeah, I get that. I absolutely positively get that. And, of course, more things going on in the world we live in. Let's see here. Let me get down here to this next one. Because we're hearing from Senator Richard Shelby that a short-term measure may be passed today, tomorrow, or no later than Friday to avert a government shutdown and keep everything moving along. We'll see. We'll see. And also the Colorado Baker, remember them? They went to the Supreme Court with their case. Well, they're in a second LGBT bias allegation, this time with the state of Colorado. And who knows what's going to happen there. Okay, and rain and fog in Little Rock. Okay, thanks, Catwoman and Road Dog. Rain and fog in Little Rock. You should be out of it, though. We'll see. I'm looking at the map here. Let me get back up here to the map and look at it so I can tell you what you're in store for. Yeah, it looks like you're going to be out of it. Once you get down to the Texas border, it's gone. It's just spotty where you're in right now. It's not raining all the time. So, again, you guys be careful up there. All right. I'll be back right after the bottom of the hour break. And don't forget, you can give us a call if you'd like and converse at 877-969-8600. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860. The Answer.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it.